Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Tanner is looking for a second date update with a woman named Grace, and he's going to take us through it. Good morning, Tanner.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
Just trying to make second date updates happen, Tanner. So take us from the beginning. Tell us how you met and how that first date went.
Well, we did meet on Tinder. We went out once. It was a long date. We were out for like 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like an all-day date?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we started at happy hour. We went to dinner, and then we went ice skating on Fountain Square.
Oh, lovely.
Now, did you intend for it to be an all-night affair, or did it just one thing led to another, which led to another?
Yeah, no, it was not intended to be like an all-night thing. I mean, I've never met someone on Tinder and done, let's do an 8-hour date. You know, it felt so natural. When we were skating, I'm not a good skater. I'm actually pretty terrible at it. No long lasting injuries, no scars.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. I walked her to her car and I kissed her. She seemed pretty into it.
Mm-hmm.
It was honestly just a really cool date, you guys. And I really like her. She was really attractive.
Huh?
And yeah, I mean, nice, funny. She was quick-witted. I liked her. You know, she was a little sarcastic. Honestly, I'm at a point where I'm just, like, really trying to figure it out here. I have sent 2 texts and 1 phone call and 0 response.
Now, since this was a Tinder date, was this initially intended to be just a hookup?
You know, with the holidays coming up and everything, I'm actually looking to meet somebody you know, I mean, I wasn't opposed to just having fun, but, you know, I gotta be honest, I was looking for a date.
Okay.
I was.
Okay. Well, you got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
Sounds like you had a great one.
Yeah, and the problem is that so far I haven't had a second one.
And it felt good right up until the very end. You said when you guys kissed, it felt like she was into it, reciprocating.
You know, she's not the first girl I kissed, and if she's the first one that I didn't read the signals right, I would be shocked. I mean, and not in an overconfident douchey way. I just mean, like, I genuinely would be really surprised, you guys.
All right, then let's do this. We're going to take a break, and Fritz will get the phone number from you. We'll call Grace when we come back. A second date update continues here with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Tanner met Grace on Tinder. He's looking for a fun date. More than just a hookup, you know, he was looking for someone to meet and go on a date with. And mm-hmm. He had a great date, 8-hour date, happy hour, dinner, ice skating.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, they had a kiss at the end of the night. From what Tanner could tell, she seemed really into him. He's into her. Super cool chick. Since then, he sent her 2 texts and a phone call and nothing, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly, you guys nailed it.
So here we are. We're going to call Grace and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Grace, please?
This is Grace.
Grace, it's Jeff and Jenna, Q102. How are you this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're great. We got the whole gang here. You're on speakerphone.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a few minutes to come on the radio with us? Just have some fun?
Yeah, totally.
Fantastic. We spoke with a fan of yours, someone you recently went on a Tinder date with. Do you remember Tanner?
Am I seriously getting called for, like, second date updates?
You're right. This is a second date update. Tanner reached out, told us about this date you went on that sort of started out as a happy hour, which sort of morphed into dinner and then ice skating. And Tanner had all these complimentary things to say about you, what a great person you are, how much fun he had with you.
Oh, wow.
Evidently, you two shared a kiss at the end of the night. Is
this
that
not
accurate?
Quite what you expected when you agreed to talk to
us? No, not exactly.
You seemed like you were having a good time, and he was left with the impression that you two would maybe get together again?
Yeah, well, okay. So, like, okay, I'll just get into it. Basically, he's, like, a really nice guy. He's just, he's, like, not into Christmas. And he just was making fun of everything that I like. And, like, but just over and over, like decorating, shopping, ice skating, like the ugly sweaters and just everything I loved for holidays. He was just totally ragging on me and making fun of me the whole time.
Mm.
And yeah.
Is he sucking the life out of the holiday season for you?
Yeah, like that's totally what it was, because I just like lived for the holidays, you know, like I wanted to go ice skating and like he wasn't like a dick about it. He lashed at me and it didn't feel good. And I don't know, I just like want to date a guy who's going to be into it as much as I am, because it's really fun for me. And even like down the road, like it's something I'd want to share with my partner, you know, like if we had kids, like being really into Christmas. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's really nice. Like, I don't want to be super mean. Like, he's really, really a nice guy, and I did like him. It's, I don't know. It's just,
but
like,
you said he was ragging on you, though. Was he ragging on you in a mean way? Because you said, like, he wasn't being a dick about it, but I'm trying to get to, like, what specifically, is it that he's just not as into Christmas as you are, or was he being flat-out mean?
I don't know that it was flat-out mean. It was just kind of like, I think he was trying to be, like, playfully teasing me. Mm-hmm. Like, he just kept doing it, and so it felt like he really thought being into Christmas was dumb, mm-hmm. and that just kind of wasn't fun for me.
After a while, you were like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't like that either. Like, I definitely would have to date someone that's, like, really into Christmas.
It's, like, really into inflatables on your front lawn.
Yeah. Well, that can be easily persuaded, but I don't want to feel like I constantly have to, like, pretend like I don't like stuff, or if you're not as into it as me, then...
If you cannot fully express your holiday joy in the way that you want to because somebody else is pooping on your parade,
Tanner,
well, that's not fun to be around.
Tanner needs to learn the art of eclipsing.
When
you adopt the interests
you
of
have
the...
You have to pretend to like things you don't really like.
Well, yeah. I don't know if we want to encourage that behavior.
I'm not saying he's got to go, you know, ring the bell in front of Kroger, but he can, you know, occasionally look at some Christmas lights and
play,
sing
nice
a carol or two.
Tanner, are you still with us?
I was going to jump in, and then I am... so embarrassed right now.
Oh, it could have been a lot worse than this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be.
Well, you know, I have listened. I have heard some. So, yes, I do know that. But okay. It doesn't help me right now.
Right. That's true.
Honestly, I totally thought that you knew I was joking around. I can see that I went too far. I loved how, like, sarcastic you were at times. And I guess it just... my guy brain was like, oh, she can be sarcastic too. Well, guess what? I can turn it up to 1,000.
She's really good at dishing it out. Mm-hmm. Let's see how much of it she can take.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah. Well, you're good at dishing it out, but you're not good at taking it?
Correct.
Yeah.
She might be the same. I don't
That's
know.
That's the trick.
Just listening to you say it, I'm like, I don't think I would like it.
Yeah.
You
also have to know
there.
When to quit. You got to know where that line is. Where it's
like,
just,
I'm pissed off now.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Can we just have a conversation now instead of you, you know, poking at me constantly?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to everybody, but specifically Grace, I'm sorry. And to be honest, I am actually kind of a Christmas goof, too. I go out into the woods and chop down my own tree.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're coming back.
Tanner, what's your favorite Christmas album?
Go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I like the album.
He's feeling so much pressure. He's like,
oh,
my goodness.
Let's see the classics, dude. Go with the classics.
Should I just parachute out of this airplane?
Favorite Christmas album. I could listen to Elvis back to Bing Crosby. I mean,
there you go, the classics.
Nat
King Cole.
Absolutely.
The Carpenters.
You know, I guess I took it too far because I was teasing so much about Christmas because I'm also so into it. And I don't know. I mean, I watched Christmas Story like 20 times. Like fruitcake.
He likes fruitcake.
Grace, do you like fruitcake?
Grace.
I love it. Grace, I don't know.
Grace, do you like fruitcake? Be honest.
I don't love it, but I definitely...
Well, you're just sucking the life out of Tanner's Christmas.
How dare you, Grace.
We're just messing with you, Grace. I mean, look, obviously, it doesn't sound to me like Tanner hates Christmas or doesn't like Christmas or isn't as into Christmas. He's just into it in a different way And it sounds like he was just teasing you. He was trying to read the room, and maybe he went too far.
He was too enthusiastically sarcastic.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very surprised.
You guys can call my mom. I'm dead serious. Like, she'll tell you I'm pretty crazy about this.
Tanner, can we have your mom's number? We'd like to call her right now. I'm kidding. We don't really have time for that. But listen, guys, if you'd like a take two on this, we'd be happy to pay for the date, see what it leads to.
Hey, let's send him to Winterfest.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give him tickets to Kings Winterfest. Island.
Something super Christmassy.
There you go.
Can you handle that, Tanner?
Yes.
All right.
No.
Awesome.
Grace, you still in?
Yeah, actually, that sounds really great.
Okay. With Tanner?
Yes.
All right. Just make it sure.
Very surprised by the update. So.
Me too.
I know. This is great.
You both sound like really nice people. Thank you so much for coming on Second Date Update, Grace, and for taking the call. And Tanner, best of luck to you.
I will try not to mess it up.
We wish you well. Let us know.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, all you have to do is send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.